Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud. Now we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis. So we're moving along discussing certain generations she'ein lohem chelek la'olam haba. So we discuss the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFloga, the Anshei Sedoi, today's Parsha, and now we have the Meraglim, the Adas Koirach, and the Dor HaMidbar. Zok the Mishnah, Meraglim, ein lohem chelek la'olam haba. The Mishnah said that the Meraglim themselves, the spies that went into Eretz Yisrael, will not have a chelek la'olam haba. Shnemar, vayomusu anoshem moitziei dibas ha'oretz rob magefa. Vayomusu means ba'olam hazeh, but magefa la'olam haba. The Gemara does not expound on this. Adas koirach, ein lohem chelek la'olam haba. Shnemar, vatechas aleim ha'oretz. That means ba'olam hazeh va'yovdu mitoich hakol la'olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer says aleihem amar hakasuv. It's regarding that das korach that the pasuk means when it says Hashem meimis u'mechaya moirid sha'ol va'yah. That it's true. Hashem is meimis, but he's also mechaya. Hashem is moirid sha'ol, but he's also vayyal. In other words, machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, whether that das koirach will have a chelik in olam haba, or that das koirach will not have a chelik in olam haba. A brayse, Tanu Rabbanan, that das koirach in chelik in olam haba. Shenemar v'atachas aleim oretz b'olam hazeh, vayyovdu mitoich hakol olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rudban b'seira oimer, harein ke'aveda mispakei hashes. The adas koirach are like an aveda that the owner of the aveda is searching for, trying to find. Shenema to'isi kaseh oived. I was lost, like a seh oived. Bakesh avdecha ki mitzvoy secha loy shachachti. And this pasuk, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, is referring to none other than the Adas Koirach. Now, why would this pasuk mean the Adas Koirach? The pasuk includes ki mitzvoy secha loy shachachti. Doesn't it sound like we're talking about chashuvim, says Rashi, shekaimu kol mitzvoy secha? Because the Adas Koirach kept all the mitzvoys, kidichsiv, as the pasuk says, ki kolo eda kulam kedoshim. So you see that the Adas Koirach were kedoshim, they're ki mitzvoy secha loy shachachti, and what does the pasuk say about them? Because either way, a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, whether the Adas Koirach have a chelek in olam haba, or the Adas Koirach do not have a chelek in olam haba. Now, the first thing we need to do is we have to define who exactly were the Adas Koirach. So we'll see that later in the daf. Another subtle diuk is it sounds like the shaila is Adas Koirach, where Rabbi Akiva says the Adas Koirach don't have a chelek in olam haba. What about Koirach himself? Maybe Koirach will have a chelek in olam haba. We'll see more about that in the daf as well. But what's even more interesting, and we spoke this out in the Mishnah very quickly, is that Rabbi Akiva, you would think, would have been the one, just based on his personality and his l'shitasai in Shas, to think that the Adas Koirach would have a chelek in olam haba. Amazingly, Rabbi Akiva says that the Adas Koirach ain't lem chelek in olam haba. It's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that say, yesh lo chelek la'olam haba. You know who asks this kasha? The Gemara, at the end of the daf, we're going to see it at the end of today's daf, into tomorrow's daf, is going to comment that Rabbi Akiva, the great chassid, it's a pella how he was the one that thought that Adas Koirach ain't lam chelek la'olam haba. Either way, we have a lot to do, a whole daf Gemara discussing Koirach. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, Vayikach Koirach, ben Yitzar, ben Kohos, ben Levi, v'dosam v'aviram, b'nei Eliyav, v'oin ben Peles, b'nei Ruven. So the pasuk begins with Vayikach Koirach. Who was Koirach? He was the son of Yitzar, who was the son of Kohos, who was the son of Levi, who of course, although the pasuk doesn't say, was the son of Yaakov. So Koirach, together with Dosan v'aviram, and Oin ben Peles, so there are four people. It's Koirach, Dosan, Aviram, and Oin ben Peles. They came together. They were Vayikach. We'll see what Vayikach means. Vayokumu lufnei Moshe. They stood up in front of Moshe. Vanoshim bnei Yisrael. How many people did they have with them? Chamishin u'masayim. Nesiei Eda, Kriei Moed, Anshei Shem. So it's Koirach, it's Dosan v'Aviram. You have to remember this. Oin ben Peles, and another 250 Shaina Yidin. These were the people that stood up against Moshe and Aharon. Zokti Gemara. Vayikach Koirach. Amrish Lokish. What did Koirach take? Shalokach mekach rola atzmoi. He bought something bad. The Gemara is going to say that Koirach was a great gevir. He had a lot of money. And based on that, he could have made a lot of good investments. And instead of making a good investment, Koirach took his money and he made a pretty lousy investment. Said Reish Lokish, Vayikach, etepes kekoift. What did he buy? He bought a mekach rova atzma. He used his money for the bad. His money got to his head. Gaiva. It led to him thinking that he can somehow take on Moshe and Aharon, and we all know the end of the story. Koirach. Why was he called Koirach? So that was his name. But there's a drush, and Nasa Korcha b'Yisrael, because after Koirach was killed, together with his Eidah, a lot of Yidden died. And because of all the Yidden that died, there was now a bald spot, so to speak, in Klal Yisrael. Ben Yitzar, he was the son of Yitzar, but the Gemara darshins. Ben Sheher Tiach Olav Eskola Oilam Ketzar Rayim. He was somebody that caused Hashem to be angry. How angry? The heat, so to speak, of that anger was like the sun that comes out in the afternoon. So Yitzhar is a play on Tzaharayim. Ben Kahos, he was someone Shehika Shine Melidov. He knocked out the teeth of his parents. He caused his family busha, and there was nothing they could say. They had no alibi. There was no way for them to spin the story. Listen, I know Koirach, but there was no but. There was just no way to do it. Ben Levi, Ben Shanasa Levi B'Gehenim. He went to Gehenim, but he didn't go to Gehenim by himself. He went together with the whole Levaya. He went with a lot of people. He had 250 people. He took with him a little chunk of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, why does the Pasuk say, Vayikach Koirach Ben Yitzhar Ben Kos Ben Levi and not Ben Yaakov? V'lichshav Nami Ben Yaakov. And don't tell me it doesn't say Ben Yaakov, because the reason it's mentioning Korach Zichus is to darshan Ben Yitzar Miloshin Tzarayin Ben Kahas Miloshin Shehikah Shine Melidov Ben Levi Ben Shanasa Levoya Begehenim, because you could darshan Ben Yaakov as well. Ben Sheokav Atzvi Legehenim Okav Miloshin Heels, because he went in head over heels into Gehenim. So you can play Yaakov as well. Omer Ashur Barav Yitzchok Yaakov Yishrachim Alatzvi. Everyone knows it's Rashi and Chumash. Yaakov Davin, and he asked, he had requested from Hashem that when the day is going to come that Parshas Korach has to be written, please don't trace Korach's Yichus to me. This is in the Birchas Yaakov. Yaakov said that when you write the Parsha of the Meraglim, please don't mention that they're my Enoch. So we darshan Koirach, Ben Yitzar, Ben Kahas, Ben Levi. So let's dash in the end of the pasuk. V'dosan va'aviram b'nei Eliyav, va'oim ben Peles b'nei Ruvein. Dosan sha'avra al daskel. He was called Dosan because he went against the das, the law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aviram. Why was he called Aviram? She'iber atzmoy ma'asoyis tshuva. Aviram apparently was given opportunities to do tshuva, but he chose not to do tshuva. And that's why he was called Aviram. She'iber. He actually had to fight himself. It took a certain gvura not to do tshuva. Right? Sometimes a person has to push himself to do an avera. And that's what he did. She'iber atzmoy ma'asoyis tshuva. Va'oin. Why was Oin ben Peles called Oin? She'yoshav ba'aninos. Because Oin did do tshuva. And it's miloshin aninos. He mourned the fact that he almost did the Avera. Peles. Why was he called Peles? So Pashadu was his father's name, but again in the theme of darshaning, Shenasu Leiplois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle for him. The fact that Oyim Ben Peles ends up being saved and doesn't fall in with Adas Korach is a miracle. It was Shalai Kederach HaTev. Of course the Gemara is going to tell the story. B'nei Ruvein Ben Sherav Haven. He was someone that saw and he understood and he was able to somehow get himself to walk away. It's just one interesting Ha'ara. So Aviram was called Aviram. So we're at the end of Perek Chelek. And during Perek Chelek, we learned a lot about certain personalities in Tanakh. And one of the themes that we saw in Perek Chelek was that even the biggest Rishonim, people that were Chaytim U'machti Yisra'ab, and they were given an opportunity to do tshuva, Yerovam Ben Avot, Yerovam was a chayti u'machti as a rabbin. He was hemed agolim. He's one of the gimel malachim sheilam chelik loylam abba. Stating that Hashem comes to him, gives him an opportunity to do tshuva. Malamit shetofsei HaKadosh Baruch Hu bebigdoi. Va'omar loy chazor bach. Not only was Yerovam given an opportunity to do tshuva, but he was given an opportunity to go back to the madrega that he was supposed to be on, which was what Achia Hashiloni had told him. Hashem is going to give you a big chunk of Klal Yisrael, and you can be like David HaMelech. He's willing to make you David HaMelech. And he does all the Averis, and still Chazor Bach. He's given a lifeline. He's given an opportunity to do tshuva. We spoke about Menashe. Rabbi Yehuda holds Menashe's Yeshloi Chelek Loilam Abba. Because Menashe did tshuva. Had Menashe do tshuva. He was Hemet Selim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara talks about the Shvichas Domim that Menashe caused. All the terrible Averis, Avodah Zarah, and still Menashe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was about tshuva. He was given an opportunity to do tshuva. We spoke about David HaMelech, who was Hekim Oiloi Shal Tshuva, that the Pasuk speaks as if David HaMelech did Averu Pacheva, despite the fact that Rabbi Shmuel Ben-Achmeni said the name Rabbi Yonason, that Kaloi Medavad Chata Ene Elataya. But what's the point? It should look like he did the Avera, and he's still David HaMelech. He's still one of the Yishpizin, to show the Koyach of tshuva. We spoke about the Daramab, that right before Hashem brings the marble, Hashem says, 7 more days. Why 7 more days? So one pshat is we were waiting for the Yimei Evelish and Mislul Shelach to pass, but the Gemara says another opportunity to do tshuva. 120 years? They didn't do tshuva, but another 7 days. We have here Aviram, Dasan Aviram, who continuously appeared throughout the narrative of the Torah. And Aviram is called Aviram because he was given so many opportunities to do tshuva. And he literally fought himself. You think, Aviram, why are we giving Aviram an opportunity to do tshuva? Still, that's the koyach of tshuva. It doesn't matter how low a person falls. It's unbelievable. Again, we're learning sugyas of the Elu Sheim Lam Chelik Oyel Maba, the Rambam, then the Perek Gimel Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Zayin Hilchas Tshuva, that this same person that's Elu Chelik Oyel Maba, if he does Tshuva, he flips and he goes to B'makim Shabbat Tshuva Oymeit, Ein Tzadik Gomer Yochel Lamed, it's a Mefurish Shalosh in our Rambam. But I'll just tell you one very interesting thing. You know, today we read Parshas Vayera. So Parshas Vayera, you have the Parsha of Sodom. So I saw in the Sefer Torah's Brisk, they bring that the Brisker Rav was once sitting with people, and he said that wherever you find the word matar in the Torah, wherever you find the word matar in the Torah, it means bracha. Matar is gishmei bracha. That's what matar always means. It's always gishmei bracha. So there was a Talmud Chacham who was sitting there, and immediately he told the Brisker Rav, chabakasha. Because by Sodom, the Pasuk says, Va'ashem himter al Sodom v'al amoira, gofris va'esh, me'es Hashem in Hashemayim. It says the word matar, and over there it doesn't mean bracha. What came down? Gofris va'esh, me'es Hashem in Hashemayim. So the Brisker Rav said on the spot, Giba Cook in Targum Yonison on that pasuk. So if you take a look at the Targum Yonison, listen to what he says. Umemra da Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, Ochis Mitron, it caused rain, derava. You know what Rav is? Rava deravin. It came, it was a Gishmei Brach, it was Mother of Rotzin, Al Sedoim Valamoira, Al Minas di Asvan Tsuva. So they should do, in English, tshuva. V'lo avadu. And they didn't do tshuva. Arum omru lo gli kodam Hashem uvdim bishay. Ha'bechei nachtu alein kibreisa. So Hashem changed it from being v'Hashem himtir of gishmei bracha and stand eish min kodam memrod Hashem in shmaya. After Brisker Rav goes off, give back cook in Targum Yonison. Targum Yonison says, fakert, v'Hashem himtir al slime, it was supposed to be gishmei bracha. Had the Targum Yonison know that? Hein hein advarim, because mutter is always bracha. So you see that even Stoim, the Anshei Stoim, Ron v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'oid. We spoke about it on Friday, all the Gemaras that talk about Sodom. And even then, it's coming down. It's going to rain. First rain came down. First Gishmei Bracha. There was a final opportunity to do a little bit of tshuva. Definitely one of the themes, it's only one of the positive themes, that we can take out of Perek Chelek, which is this idea that it doesn't matter how low a person falls, whether it's Yeravam, whether it's Menashe, whether it's Aviram, She'iber, Atzmoy me'asoyis tshuva. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav, Oyin ben Peles, Ishta Hatzilose. Who saved Oyin ben Peles? His wife. His wife turns to Oyin and tells him, I don't understand you. My nafka lachmina, you don't have a horse in this race. Monav shach, ima rabba and talmida. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the master, so you're going to be a talmid. The ima rabba, and if it's korach and talmida, why are you fighting this fight? Amaloi, he said, my avid. What am I supposed to do? Avoy be'etz. So I was part of this. Vishtaboy li badayu. I already swore. I gave my word. And it's unethical for me to back out now. Meaning, he agreed. He said, you know, now that I think about it, you're probably right. It's silly. It makes no sense for me. What's my upside? But at the same time, I gave my word. She said, I know that these are chashev yidden. These aren't pashta people. Listen to me. Follow my orders. I'm going to save you. She gave him wine to drink. And he became shikr. He fell asleep. She went and she sat at the front porch. And she uncovered her hair. Called also when the people were coming, trying to bring Ben Peles. You know, you have to come to an important meeting. So whoever came looked at her. They couldn't look. They ran away. In the meantime, they all got killed. Fascinating. So how was Ben Peles saved? He was saved because his wife helped him out. His wife said, let me deal with it. puts him to sleep. She goes outside. She uncovers her hair. The same people that are challenging Adas Koirach wouldn't look at her because they didn't want to look at a woman who has her hair uncovered. And that's how they end up getting saved. Either way, Zokta Gemara, it said the Koirach, Amra Le. Koirach also had a wife. And Koirach's wife told her something else. Chazi Maika Ovid Moshe. Take a look at what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. Iru Ava Malka, he's king. Lachui Shavi Kanarab, his brother's the Kohen Gadol. Le Bnei Achui, his brother's sons, meaning Aharon's son, Shavinu Skani the Kanarab, they're the Skan Kohen Gadol. He asked the Truma, if Truma comes, who gets it? Have a look, they keep it. He also Meiser, okay, Koirach, you're a Levi, I understand, you can get Meisers, the Shkilton Atoin, but you have to give Trumas Maestris. And not just that, the guy is Leila Mazaichu. In Parshas Bamidbar, the Leviim all had to shave their heads. So he forced you to shave your head. He's messing with you, he's playing with you. He wants you here. So right away, Kerech responded. The last thing he had a response for, he said, Moshe was also a lady. That means Moshe also had to shave his hair. Even the Kula Revusa Didei. It's in his interest. He's willing to take one for the team, as long as it means to embarrass you. The Moshe Rabbeinu gave you a mitzvah of tcheles. A mitzvah of tcheles is such a chashiv mitzvah. The way Rashi explains it, you should wear the entire baggage should be tcheles. Why is only one chut tcheles? Either way, so Korach's wife was the one that instigated Korach to go ahead and start this rebellion. So Ishtai Shalom Ben Peles, the Iveles. I was once at a Sheva Brach, as Parshas Korach, so somebody got up to speak. He said, Vayikach Korach, everybody's bothered. Vayikach, what does it mean? He just had a pshat, Shlokish said, he bought a Mekach Ra. So he said, maybe it's Miloshin Ki Yikach Ish Isha, because that's really the story of Korach. The story of Korach is the story of a good wife, Chachmas Noshim Bansa Besa, versus the bad wife, the Iveles Biyodea Teresena. So Vayikach, the story of Korach, is all about a story of Vayikach, the influence that a wife could have on her husband, both for the good, as in the sense of Oyin Ben Peles, and in the bad, as in the sense of Korach. So who led this rebellion? It was Korach, Dasan and Aviram, Oyin Ben Peles, and another 250 people. Who are these 250 people? Says the Gemara, Miyuchadim Shebe Eda. These were Chashvi Yedin, Kriye Moyed, Shayoyoydim La'abre Shonim L'Kvei Chadasha. These were people that even knew how to be Ma'abre Shonim, Anche Shem, Shahoyulim Shem B'chol Oylam. These were celebrities. These were very, very famous people. The Rishonim say that the Cheshbin of 250 was that Korach took 23 people from each Shevet. Now, he didn't take from Shevet Levi, because he himself was from Shevet Levi, but he went and he rallied the troops, and he took 23 people from each Shevet, Keneged a Sanhedrin Ketana. If you do 23 times 11, you get 253, and that's the Cheshbon. It was 250 plus Dasan Vaviram and Oyin Ben Peles, as we say in Rishonim. But either way, these were Chashva people. These were people that were representing Sanhedrin, Rashi Sanhedrin. Either way, this is the rebellion. The Pasuk says they come to Moshe and they tell Moshe whatever they tell him. Vayishma Moshe hears. Vayipol al panav. And he fell on his face. Says the Gemara, Mashmu Hashama. What did he hear? Amar Rav Shul Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. Shechashdu me'eshes ish. They were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu that he was being nichshol in eshes ish. Shenemar vayikanu leMoshe ben. And what does Vayikanu mean? Biloshin kinui, as in kinui vestira. Amar Rav Shmuel Rav Yisach Malami Shekol Echad Echad Kinei Yisishnei Moshe. They would literally warn their wives. Listen, I'm warning you. If I see you in a compromised position with Moshe, there's going to be stira. I'm going to take you meisaita the whole 9 yards. Shenemar uMoshe yikach es ha'oil v'nataloi michutz la'machna. Elephant Agamara, that Korach went after Moshe, and he went after him so aggressively that it was even choshed of a Moshe's ish. And when Moshe heard that, Yishma Moshe Vayibal upon him, he fell on his face. He couldn't anymore. To that extent, you're even being choshed of a Moshe's ish. Question is, what was the basis for it? How could they have even done it? So if you look at the Marsha says that Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was Perish Meishtar. And they timed that it's not possible for a person to be Pirish Me Ishtai. And if he was Pirish Me Ishtai, it must be because he's doing Averos, and that's why he's able to do it. So Al Koponim, they used the fact that he was Pirish Me Ishtai as an opportunity to somehow make this case that Moshe was being Nichshol and Eshes Ish. You know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Kamo, Dav Tezayin Amad Beis, that the Yidin were very tough on Yirmiyahu HaNavi. They put him in jail. They were very, very tough on Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And the Gemara says it got to the point, Malamit Shechashtu Me'esh Esish. They were Choshe Yirmiyahu of Esh Esish. The Marsha on that Gemara, Echidushi HaGadis, Bava Kama, Dav Tezayin Amid Beis, says a Dover Nifla. He says, V'chein Amr B'per K'chei L'kabi Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yishma Moshe, Sheshoma Shechashtu Me'esh Esish. Yish L'farish, but this is such a Chiddush, you have to read it inside. She Moshe V'Yirmiyahu Shneim Shavin. Moshe and Yirmiyahu were very similar. Hayu muchanim l'nevua l'zman rav, in the sense that they were both neviim for a very long period of time. He says, Zehoy chicha mem shana. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi for 40 years. Hashem reveals himself to Moshe when he's 80 years old by the Sneh. And Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, Hindutin Svansik, when he was 120. So Moshe was a Navi for 120 years. He gave them Musar for 40 years, I'm sorry. And Yirmiyahu did the same thing, 40 years. And both of them, says the Marsha, Hutzurchu Lifresh Minishaseim. Yirmiyahu separated himself from his wife in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself from his wife. It's impossible, Yilud Isha Lifresh Minishas Man Rav. That's what he says. But Al-Kopanim says the Marsha. Moshe was Parish Me'ishtai. Yirmiyahu was Parish Me'ishtai. It's not a coincidence that the Gemara says they were Choshed Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's not a coincidence that they were Choshed Yirmiyahu Anavi as well. There's a unbelievable Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says this in his Pirush Al HaTorah in Parish HaZemar. That's good to speak out. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Habi Yosef Ashari Tfilah. The Gemara says in a few places, Rabbi Yochanan is to sit at the entrance of the mikvois, where women used to go to be tayfel, Omar, he said, Tahavi lu b'nin shfiri kavasi. He said he wants that when women go to the mikvah, they should first see him like this. When they give birth to children, the children are going to look like him. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Said the Chassam Sofer, you see from here, Dover Nifla, there's an Indian for a woman to think about an Adam Gadol, because if she does so at the time of conception, it could make her child that's born be an Adam Gadol Kamoisai. He answers a Tosfos Kasha with this. The Gemara in two places mentions a Tana by the name of Rabbi Yosei HaChayre. He's mentioned in Menachas Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, and he's mentioned in Bechayre Daf Mem Gimel Lamed Beis. Rabbi Yosei HaChayre. Rashi says, why was it called Rabbi Yosei HaChayre? So it's Miloshin Ish Oy Iver Oy Piseach Oy Chorum Oy Sarua. Pasuk talks about a certain movement that if a kohen has, he's not allowed to do the avodah. So one of them is if he's a charum. So that's miloshen charum. Says Rashi, shahoisei chayt moishakua. His nose was sunken in. K'may charum v'sarua. So he had a funny nose, and it's for that reason he was called Rabbi Yosei Hachayim. Fake Tosfos. It's a pella. Rashi, that's why he was called Rabbi Yosei Hachayim. It's a Lashon Gnai. Why would we refer to this Tana, who's mentioned twice in the Talmud Bavli, but Lashon Gnai? And says the Chassam Sofer, I want to add another kasha. Why was he called Rabbi Yosei Hachayim? Chayim sounds like he caused other people to be Charum. Mm-hmm. What he should have been called was Rabbi Yosei Hachayim. It's a proper diktok. Why was it called Rabbi Yosei HaChayrim? Says the Chassam Sofer, maybe this is the reason. Rabbi Yosei HaChayrim was a Gadol Hador. He was such a tzaddik that women would think about Rabbi Yosei HaChayrim. And because they thought about him, their children were born with the same defect that Rabbi Yosei had. So it comes out that Rabbi Yosei was causing other people to be Charum. So that's why he was called Rabbi Yosei HaChayrim, because he was causing other people to be Charum. Says the Chassam Sofer, maybe that's pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says, Melame, that people were Mekana. People gave kinu to their wives. Stay away from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was also the God of Adar. So maybe there were children that looked like Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what prompted, again, Chassam Sofer says this. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayter, Vayokam Moshe gets up, Vayelech, and he went, El Dosam Vaviram. Amar Rish Lakish said, Mikan, you learn from here, She'en Machzikim B'machloikis. You're not allowed to get involved in Machloikis. Because Moshe goes to Dosam Vaviram. First, Moshe called Dosam Vaviram. They didn't want to go to him. They didn't want to go, so Moshe says, okay, I'll go to you. Moshe really shouldn't have gone to them. But to prevent Machloikis, he went, Omer Rav, Kol HaMachzik B'Machloikis, Eivir B'Lav Shenemar, V'lo Yiyah K'Koyrach D'Chadosay, it's a loisase. That you're not allowed to get involved in Machloikis. Ravashi says, Roy would start. If somebody gets involved in Machloikis, he deserves to be a Mitzayr. K'sif Hacha B'Yad Moshe Loi, V'Ksif Hacha B'Yem Hashem Loi, Oid Havei Na Es Yodcha B'Chekecha. When Hashem reveals himself for the first time to Moshe by the Snei, he tells him, put your hand, right? He showed him a maifis so that Moshe should realize what's going on over here. And the maifis was, he became a mitzayra. And it says, Havei na, and here too is Yodcha, and here it says Biyad Moshe Loi. So Gzeir Shava, we learn from here that if somebody gets involved in Machloikis, he deserves to be a Mitzvah. Rav Yosi, Kolachel Kamachs, but somebody challenges Machloikis, but he's David Roy Lachish, and he deserves to be bitten by a snake. Ksif Och, it says, Vayizbach Adoyin Yo, Tsoyin Ubakur Marie and Evan Hazoy Cheles. Adoyin Yo, of course, challenged the Malchus of Shloim HaMelech, v'ksev hosam im chamas zoychal yofer. What does zoychal yofer mean? It's snakes that crawl on offer. Al kolponim, that's where you see that if someone challenges Malchus Beis David, as in, i.e., Adoni Yo, roi lakicho nochash. Omer Rav Chizd, kol acholik al rabboi, kecholik al hashchino, shenema bahat soysom al Hashem. Omer Rav Chom Rav Chino, kol oisem merivim rabbi, if somebody fights with his rabbi, kol oisem shchino, shenema heimo mei merivo, asherob b'nei so'os Hashem. They weren't fighting with Hashem in that passage, they were fighting with Moshe, but he was rabbi. Omer Rav Chino, rabbi, kol misraim al rabboi, keilu misraim al hashchino. If somebody has tainas on his rabbi, it's as if he has tainas on Hashem. Shenema lo yaleinu t'lunay seichem, kim al Hashem. You're fighting with Moshe? No, you're fighting with the Eibishto. Amar Abavo. Finally, Hamaharachar Rabbi Kilim Haracher Ashchino. If someone second guesses his Rebbe, it's as if he's having improper thoughts about the Shchino. Shenemar Vayidaber Ha'om Beloikim Ube Moshe. Zok the pasuk Gemara Vayter. Oishes Shomer LeBayil of the Ross. Shloim HaMelech said that sometimes a person could have money. He could be a gvir, but he doesn't realize that his ashirus is vir l'ra'asai. So you think, if somebody has a lot of money, what's the downside? Sounds pretty good. But oishas sometimes can be shomer liba'olav l'ra'asai. I'm Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish said, what's an example of that? Ze oshroi shel kairach. The ashirus of kairach. Because kairach was an oisher, and it was dafka because he was an oisher that he challenged Moshe. If kairach would have been an araman, he could have never done it. It was because he was an oisher, A, that he had the ability to do it, but more importantly, Rashi says that he had the gaiva to do it. So Kairach's downfall was gaiva, and the gaiva came because of the money that he had. So you see from here that Kairach's wealth ultimately caused his downfall. Thus, an example of what Shlomo HaMelech is referring to when he says, Oysher, Shomer, Liba'ol of the Ra'asai, Sedre Shlokish, Ze Oysher Shal Kairach. The Pasuk says, Veskolei Kum Asher B'Ragleihem. Amr Abelaz, the Mamayna Shal is referring to a person's money. The person has money, it lets him stand tall. Vamer Ablevi, Masu Sholish Meyas Prades Levonis Hoyim Aftachais Shal Benis Gavon Shal. You wonder how wealthy Kairach was? For Kairach to carry the keys to all his safes, he needed 300 mules. So he needed 300 mules, not to carry his wealth, just the keys to this. Say, the kulu, aklidi, the kilfi, the gilda. And not just that, these keys were made out of leather. It's not like they were heavy keys. They were even light keys. Even that, that's how, so where did Kairach make all this money? Like, what did he, what was his investment exactly? What was he running, what did he do exactly? Shalish, matmoini, yisit, me yisit, be Mitzrayim. So the rest of the story is that Yosef had tzaddik, he was the Mishnah Melech in Mitzrayim, the wealthiest nation in the world at the time. And he had three treasures, he hid them. Achas niskalsal Kairach. One of them was revealed to Kairach. The achas and another one niskalsal la'Antoninus ben Asvirus. It was revealed to Antoninus, as in Marcus Aurelius. The achas genuzal letzadikim la'asulavoy. And the other one is genuz letzadikim la'asulavoy. So Kairach was a gvir. Thus the expression, as rach v'kairach, right? Kairach was very, very wealthy. It's a gemara. As a matter of fact, when the gemara talks about the concept of Torah v'gedula b'makom echad, and who were the three people that were Torah v'gedula b'makom echad? Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rav Ashi. What's an easy way to remember it? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Torah shebiksav. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah, and Rav Ashi wrote the gemara. We spoke out the Torah Chayim earlier in Masechta Sanhedrin, that in order for someone to have written a chelik of the Torah, it wasn't enough to be great in learning. That person had to be very wealthy as well. He had to have the resources to put together such a incredible the project of what Ravina Rav Ashi did, for example. But Al-Kopanim, not coincidentally, the three people that are Torah V'Gdula, the Amakim Echad, Moshe, Torah Shebiksav, you have the Mishnah, and you have the Gemara. But either way, Kairach is mentioned in that sugya as someone that was also Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad. Why isn't he mentioned? So the Gemara asks the Kasha. But Al-Kopanim, that's who Kairach was. Kairach was very, very wealthy. But at the same time, he was also Oisher Shomer Lebaila V'Rasa. And it's a very incredible and also very scary aside that sometimes a person can have bracha but he doesn't realize that the bracha that he has is shomer l'bayi of l'rasai. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says birchas Hashem hi ta'asher v'lo yosef etzavima. When Hashem gives bracha, it brings ashiros, but v'lo yosef etzavima, it's not going to lead to atzvos. It's a pella. If Hashem gives bracha, why would you think it's going to lead to atzvos? So the goy in Mishlei says because ordinarily mar b'nechasim mar b'daiga. When the bracha comes directly from Hashem, you have nothing to worry about. But the pshat, I think, is even more pashut. It's a gemara. It's a pasuk that we just read. That sometimes a person can have a shirus, but it could be shomel l'bayil of l'rasay. Chassam Sofer, in one of his drashas, it was a drasha that he sent on Shmini Atzeres. So he said that when we say mashav ruach umayir dageshem, we say lebracha v'loy leklala lechayim v'loy lemazling lesoiva v'loy l'rasay. What are we saying? Lebracha v'loy leklala. Why would you think it should be leklala? Of course. It's lebracha. Of course, it's lechayim. Of course, it's leseiva. So the Chassam Sofer said in a Jerusha, he says because of this pasuk. It's not true. Sometimes Hashem gives ashirus and it's shomer lebayil of lera'asai. So with davening that it should be lechayim v'loy lemavis. It should be lebracha v'loy leklala. It should be leseiva v'loy lerasim. I had to say it again to get it right. But I'll go upon him. Said the Chassam Sofer, that's the point because it could be oisha shomer lebayil of lerasim. I was thinking that another element you find is that the Gemara says sometimes that Hashem will give a rasha bracha on this world. What's the point? The point is that when he goes up to Shemayim, we're going to have it later in the daf. That when he goes up to Shemayim, he shouldn't get any Olam Haba. Because really, Einat Kodesh Baruch Hu Mikapeach Skar Kol Ber Yoberi. So any little thing that a person does, he has to be rewarded for. So either you're going to be rewarded in Olam Haba or in Olam Hazeh. So there's a concept that sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person Olam Hazeh, but again, it's Shomer L'Bayil of L'Ra in the sense that he's losing his Olam Haba. Nobody wants to lose his Olam Haba. You know, the Ksav Seifer and Parshas Kisavai on the Pasuk, Baruch Ata B'Vayecha, Ubarach ata b'tzeisecha. Listen to what he says. V'nira li al pima asher isi b'haflo. So that flo was the Ksav Sofer's father's Rebbe. Ksav Sofer, of course, was the Ksav Sofer's son. Ksav Sofer's Rebbe was the haflo. Reb Nosson Adler and the haflo. So he says, I saw in the haflo, shemefarish hanusach b'birchus ha-mazayin. We say, v'rachamim v'chayim v'sholim v'chol toiv. U'mikol tov la'olam ayichasreinu. V'tzorach lehevin keifel v'chol tov. What's the kefal aloshim? V'rachamim v'chayim v'sholim v'chol toiv. You give us everything. Umikol tov lo'ilam ayichasreinu. What does that mean? So he said gevaldik. He said that sometimes a person gets toiv bo'ilam hazeh, but it comes at the expense of toiv that he's now not going to get. Right, we had the Gemara recently where Rabbi Akiva walked into his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer. He saw he was sick. So he started, everyone was crying. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. He said, why are you crying? So he said, because as long as I saw my Rebbe had a good in this world, I was afraid that maybe he's losing his Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. But now that I see that he has tsar, and Olam Hazeh, so I know that at least when he goes to Olam, there's a concept that sometimes a person can lose his Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. That we tell Hashem, we want kol tov. We want everything. We want gezunt. We want parnasa. We want naches. We want shefa, bracha, vatzlacha, shmir el yoyna, ale bruches, vos mevinch sechun. We want everything. But at the same time, we also want olam haba. So we say, we kol tov lo olam ayichasreinu. It shouldn't take away al yichasreinu from olam haba. So said the Ksav Sofer, that's the taich. Baruch ato bevayecha. Then when a person comes to this world, we bench him. He should be baruch. He should be zoicha to all the brachas that olam hazeh has to offer. But at the same time, baruch ato b'tzeisecha, he shouldn't lose it. So that when he leaves the world, he should also be baruch. He shouldn't lose out from his olam haba, beautiful taich, because of the olam hazeh that he's getting. Before we go weiter, we have to get very familiar with the story of Korach. So we're not going to do a proper introduction with Korach, because we know the story of Korach. But there are some psukim that could be a little bit confusing, and we just have to make sure we're getting the whole thing. So Korach starts a rebellion. Va'ikach Korach, v'dosam va'aviram, va'oim ben Peles, who eventually gets himself out of the situation, va'yukumu lufnei Moshe, va'anoshim ibnei Yisrael, chamishem u'masoyim, nesiyei eda kriyei moyet anshishem. So this Korach, dosan en aviram, and 250 people. They challenge Moshe, they tell Moshe, Ravachem, Bnei Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what? You think I'm making this stuff up? Why don't we just, let's find out. There'll be a showdown. Everybody should take a machta. There's going to be ketores. Korach, you're going to take it. the 250 people, they're going to take it. Aharon HaKohen is also going to take it. And we're going to see whose K'tayrus Hashem is going to take. If Hashem takes Aharon's K'tayrus, then we know that Aharon is supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. If Hashem goes after yours, then it means maybe one of you are supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. We'll find out. Let Hashem decide. So they go and they have this spectacular event. Says the Pasuk Hazai. The Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. So this is right before the showdown. And you have to just follow this carefully. Dabre al Eid al Leimor. Hey, Olu Misav of the Mishkan Korach Dasan Aviram. I want everybody to get up and they should all go to the camp, the area where Korach Dasan Aviram lived. They go. Vayidaber al Eid al Leimor. Suru no me al Ole, Anoshim Arashom Eilo. Val Tigu Bechol Ashalem Petisov Bechol Katoisam. Vayolu me al Mishkan Korach Dasan Aviram Misav. This is what we need. The Das of Aviram Yatsu Nitzav. And Das of Aviram went outside. They're standing. Pesach Ahaleim. At the entrance to their tents. Unesheim Uvneim V'tapim. They're there with their wives, their sons, and their children. Vayoyimer Moshe. Moshe says, Bezois Teidon. Now we're going to find out. Ki Hashem Shlochani. You're going to see what's going to happen. An incredible miracle. And you're going to know that Hashem sent me. Lastly, says, Kol HaMaisim Ma'ela, Ki Loi Milib. Im Kamois Kol Adam Yusuf Ma'ela. If you're going to die naturally, Uf Kudas Kol Adam Yipokid Aleim, Loi Hashem Shlochani. Vem Briya Yivra Hashem. And by the way, he now tells them, and the earth opens up its mouth, and you all get swallowed in, v'yadatem, then you're going to know, ki ni'atzu anoshim ma'el es Hashem, v'yihi k'chaloyis l'daber. As Moshe Rabbeinu finishes giving his opening remarks, master of ceremonies of this incredible event, v'yitibaka adama asher tachteyav, the ground opened up, v'yitivtach oretz espiyah, v'yitivlo oisam, and it swallowed them, the esbateyem, and their houses, the eskol ha'odam asher l'koyrach, and all the people that were with Korach, the Eskol HaRechosh. So who's them? Who's them? Dasan v'Aviram, their wives, Uvneya v'Tapam. Additionally, the Eskol HaAdam Asher l'Korach, the Eskol HaRechosh. V'yerdu heim v'chol ha'shalem chayim sh'oilo, v'atechas aleim ma'oretz, v'yoivdu mitoich hakol. V'chol Yisrael, everybody starts running away, the Pasuk says. Now, if you remember, there were 250 people standing. They were holding pans with keteras on it. What happened to them? They weren't swallowing the ground. The esh yotza me'es Hashem. Now a fire came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'toichal, and it consumed them. Esach ha'mishin u'masayimish. Makrivei ha'keteras. That means the 250 people didn't get swallowed up in the ground. Who got swallowed up in the ground? Dasam va'aviram. And their respected families. And then the Pasuk very mysteriously says, Ve'ezkol ha'odam asher l'koyrach. It's not clear what that means. Ve'ezkol ha'rechosh. And his money, all his gevaldig ashiris, all his investments, everything he owned, that gets swallowed up in the ground as well. But as it relates to the 250 people, them not. So we start off, there was koyrach, Dasan v'Aviram, and the 250 people. Korach, it's not clear from the Pasuk what happened to him. Dasan v'Aviram were clearly swallowed on the ground. That's a Pasuk. Not just them, their families, and they skala adam ashal Korach. The 250 people, they were consumed by the fire. The Pasuk continues, and it says, I'm forwarding temp sukim, v'yiloinu kol adas b'nei Yisrael mimachras al Moshe. The next day, Klai Yisrael comes to Moshe with kindness after seeing this miracle. V'alaharin, and on Aharon as well, atem hamitem esam Hashem. You caused so many Jews to die. V'yibi kol ha'idu al Moshe v'alaharin. So v'yobu Moshe v'ayol p'nei el Moshe. They're coming to the El Moed. And he says, I don't know what to do. Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, Haremu mitoich edu azay, just get away from them. V'achalo isim koreg. I'm just going to wipe out Klai. So after everything, they're still coming with tainus. But what does Moshe do? Moshe starts crying. V'ayiplu al pineyem. And they start begging. So Pasuk says, what happened? So what happened? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs were answered. And Hashem didn't destroy Klai Yisrael. But at the same time, there was a magefa. There was a magefa. Aharon quickly is machter keteres. How many people died? 14,700. And now we can continue talking about what we need to talk about. So how many? What happened during the Das Korach? A lot of people died. How many people? You had the 14,700, you had the 200. But the point is, not everybody died the same way. There were three forms of death, three vehicles of death that took place right at the end of the episode. There were those that were swallowed in the ground. There were the people that died because of the machtos. And then there was the magefa. Who was swallowed in the ground? Dasan Aviram, their families. They's kol ha'odam asher l'koyrach. So unclear what that means. and all their possessions. Who is consumed by the fire? The 250 people that are mentioned right in the beginning of Parshas Korach. And then the Yidden complained, said now they deserve to die. There's a Magefa, 14,700 people are killed. Aharon, again with Ketores, that's the theme of the beginning of Parshas Korach. Vatiyotzer and Magefa, eventually it was able. The question, why the Korach? What about Korach himself? So in this psukim right here, it doesn't say anything about Korach. Zok de Gemara. Omar Rab Yochanan. Korach, loy min habiluim, veloy min asrufin. Korach was not from the people that were swallowed in the ground, and he also wasn't one of the people that were burnt. Loy min habiluim, the chsib, the diuk, v'eskola odam ashal Korach. It's mashma, not Korach. It was only the people that were with Korach, but Korach himself not. Veloy min asrufin, the chsib, ba'achoy la'ish, es chamishim v'sayim ish. It was the 250 people. V'loy Korach, and not Korach. The masnisa tana, Bryce said just the opposite. Korach min hasrufin, min habiluim. Korach got both. He was burnt, and he was mina bluim dechsevativ lo oisam ves korach, which, by the way, is kamada mafurish a pasuk that seems to say that korach was swallowed. So even though the first pasuk says ves kol adam asher lik korach, here it says vativ lo oisam ves korach mina srufin dechsev va eish yotzam eish hashem va toichal es hachamishon masayim ish ve korach badar. Now, according to the first mandam that says the korach wasn't swallowed, it wasn't burned, what happened to korach? So Rashi says ela b'magefa meis. He died in the magefa. I saw the ben yoyod, so bothered by it. He says, I don't understand. Korach is the ringleader. He instigated this. He's the one that started this. Davka Korach, everybody else dies, and somehow Korach makes it out alive. Doesn't understand. How is that even possible? How could Korach himself have not been killed together with everybody else? It just doesn't make any sense. What came to mind was, it's interesting that Paroi, after Kiryas Yamsuf wasn't killed, Sancheirith, after the story of Sancheirith, five people survived. One of them was Sancheirith. He died a short while later, just like Korach. Korach died the next day. Vahimi Machas, there was a Magefa. 14,700 people died. Korach was one of them. But Al Kaponim, there seems to be precedence that the leader, the person, for whatever reason, Hashem doesn't want to take his life. Maybe he should experience, he should witness everything that happened. He should see the Nefloi Sabayre. I'm not exactly sure what the point is, but the Ben Yoyodis Tamiya, I think, is somewhat mitigated, it's somewhat diminished by the fact that you do find precedence that this is something that's repeated itself. But the truth is, you know, you talk about Korach. So Korach is for sure from the most enigmatic people in Tanakh. It's very, very confusing. On the one hand, you find, big word, on the one hand, you find that Korach, of course, is, according to Rabbi Akiva, Adas Korach al Koponim, is Eloi Chelek Loilam Abba. But if you look in Sifrei Kabbalah, not that I did, but if you look at Sifrei Kabbalah or at Sifrei Machshav or at Sifrei Chassidus, you see a whole different picture of exactly who Korach was. It's Yodua that Arizal said that La'asad Lavoi, when Mashiach is going to come, Korach is going to be the Kohen Gadol. And he said it's merumas in the words Tzadik Katomar Yifrach. Tzadik is going to blossom like a tamar. Tzadik Katomar Yifrach is Soifei Tevois Korach. Tzadik is Kuf, Katomar is Reish, Yifrach is Ches. That's Korach, the Soifei Tevois of Tzadik Katoma Yifrach is Korach. But I'm going to tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Divrei Yoel, the Satmir Rav, in Parshas Korach. And I quote, V'zeh l'shoyna, hine, ha'emes she'Korach hoya ish godol v'kodosh v'oivir Hashem v'gam ba'ruach ha'kodesh amiti. Ukumesh Kosev Rashi, Rosh al Shelis Gedula Yoitzemi Menu, Shmuel Shoshokal Kenegan Moshe Aharon. Rashi says, Ain of Hittesai, his eyes fooled him. He saw Baruch HaKodesh that Shmuel was going to come from him. Now, how did Korach have Baruch HaKodesh if he was a Rosh? The Teretz is, he was an Ish Godol V'Kodesh V'Oivet Hashem V'Gam Bal Ruach HaKodesh Amiti. V'Ari HaKodesh Kosav She'Korach Ro Mashiyah L'Osid She'Be'emes Yehu Koyer L'Osid Lavoi Rach She'Choshav L'Haktim Azmal Shel Olam HaTikun V'Yomav. He wanted to somehow bring the Olam HaTikun in his lifetime. V'Zeh Hoya Ta'usay Shel Korach. And that was the mistake that Korach made. Because Korach knew Tzadik Toma Yifrach is Soifei Tevis Korach, and that one day he's going to be the Kohen Gadol, so that when the Tikkun HaGadol is going to take place, he's going to be Kohen Gadol. He wanted that to happen already. He says, why? Let's do that now already. So that was his mistake. For Uvda Yodano, this is what he says. I know a story with the Yitav Lev. Shama Miskena Yismach Moshe. So these were all three of the Gesatmer Rebbes. Shama Loi. So the Yismach Moshe told the Yitav Lev, his grandson, Shahunis Galgo Ba'ilam Azeh Pam Gimel. He said on himself that this is my third Gilgal. Pam Achas, the first time I was alive, this is the Yismach Moshe talking, He was in the Dara Midbar. For Omar, and he said, Shekol Rosh Sanhedrios Amdu Beshitas Veshal Kairach. He says, all the Rosh Sanhedrios, all the Cheshuvim were with Kairach. That's the Cheshuvim we said from the Rishonim, 253, because there was Chav Gimel Rosh Sanhedrios in each shape. Virak HaHamoin Himhayu Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the Hamoin Am, but more the Poshet that you did, that were together with Moshe, but he said all the Cheshuvim were really together with Korach. The Shal said, Yitavleifs asked his grandfather, is it sad, Amad Huzal? What side were you on? Heshev Shehu Amad Bifnei Atzmoy. Loyim Moshe, Veloyim Korach. Shalu, Yitavleif, how you talking last week's kach neged Moshe Rabbeinu? How could you have possibly gone connected Moshe Rabbeinu? Heshivoy, Sha'ato, Loy, Hoyiso, Yoideya, as Korach. You know why you're asking that question? Because you never met Korach. I did. Ilu ha'yisa makiroisai? Had you known Korach? Lo ha'yisa shayol kach. You would never ask such a question. Ha'yoytzi lonu mizeh, said the Divrei Yoel. She'Korach ha'ya ish, kodosh, v'tzadik, emes, elishetah, bedavar, kimo shekosav ha'ariya kodosh. Haflov ha'felo, dvarim neflon. Zok to Gemara Vayta, Omar Rava. Ma'idich say, what's right on the passage that says, Shemesh yoreach, omad zvulu, l'orchi tzechi aleich. Lamech olu shemesh v'yach lezvul. The Shemesh and the yoreach, they were lobbying for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's gewaldig. They go up to the Zvul. That's one of the seven Rikiyim. The Amr Lufan of Ribbonish Lamata, Oysedin Ben Amram, Netze. You want me to rise in the morning, says the sun? I'm willing to rise. But here's the deal. You have to make sure that you defend Moshe Rabbeinu. Because in Lav, Loi Netze, we're not going yet. Achazarak Ben Chitzen, Hashem started throwing arrows at the sun and the moon. Amr Lehem. He said, "Bechvoidi loy mechisim, bechvoid basav adam mechisim." My covenant you're not worried about, but the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu you are. The Idno says the Gemara today, nowadays, that there's so much of a desire in the world. This has to repeat itself every single day. The Shemesh, the Areach, they don't really want to go out, but Hashem has to throw chitzim at them, and then they're willing to go out. Doresh Rava, Ma'idich says, "What's behind the pasuk that says, 'B'riyah Yivra Hashem patsa ha'adama espir'?" So Moshe Rabbeinu is making this stand, and he tells that that's Korach. Everybody's listening. That we're going to see what's going to happen now. If you're going to die a natural death, okay, that means Korach was right. But in Berea Yivra Hashem upatsa adama espia, and you know that Hashem shalachani amar meishul tei kadosh baruch in Berea Gehenim muta. What he was saying was if Gehenim was created already, that's good. Vim lav, and if not Yivra Hashem, may Hashem create Gehenim right now. Meaning Gehenim is needed for that das Korach. They deserve to be in Gehenim. The Medrash says that Gehenim was created on the second day of creation. On the second day of the 6 days of creation is the day that Gehenim was created. So the Sifrei Machshava, the Sfar Makdoshim say that what was the reason? The reason was because on the second day Hashem was Mavdo. He took the water and he created Mayim Achtachtoinim and Mayim Alyoinim. Hashem created Machloikis within the waters. Now there's going to be the upper waters and there's going to be the lower waters. Once there was Machloikis in the world, we needed Gehenim. That's what Gehenim was created for. Says Moshe, Imbriya Gehenim, Mutav, the Imlav Yivra Hashem. For Korach, we need Gehenim. What's the Yoim Yoim? Hayoim Yoim Sheini B'Shav B'Shavoy Hoyol Avirim Oyim Yoim Sa Mikdash Shir Mizvah Lufnei Korach. Why is it for Yoim Sheini? It's not a coincidence because Yoim Sheini was the day of Machloikis. That's the day that Gehenim was created. That's Shir Mizvah Lufnei Korach. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. How could you tell me Moshe wasn't sure if Gehenim was created already? Elay Melu Mivrei Mamish. Moshe Rabbeinu was literally, we're supposed to take this literally, but Gehenim wasn't created. Nu mach Gehenim. For in kol chodesh lachas Hashemesh, nothing's created. Elo the kruve pischa. What he meant to say was, if there's a door to Gehenim right here, that's good. If not, let's create a door to Gehenim so they can go right in. Bnei Korach, the pasuk says loy mesu. Bnei Korach themselves didn't die. By the way, the Ramban, if you look at Chumash on that pasuk that we mentioned before, where the pasuk says that the people that were with Korach, he says clearly couldn't have been the Bnei Korach. That's the pasuk right here. There's a place for them in Gehenna. V'yashvu olav, they sit there. V'amru shira. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan. This, by the way, is in the Rabba Bar Bachana stories that the Gemara tells in the beginning of Perek. I was once walking in the street. I met an Arab merchant. He says, he says, you want to see where the Adas Korach are buried? He says, of course. Busy. He takes him to a place and there were two holes in the ground. There was smoke coming out from him. So he took wool, he soaked it in water, he put it on the top of a spear, and he put it into the cracks of the ground. And they burnt. I mean, despite the fact that this was like a soaking wet sponge, still it was able to burn. That's how hot the fire was. Amali, atzis my shamas. He says, listen clearly. What do you hear? What he heard was voices saying, they themselves were liars. On Malay, Kol, Talsayam, the Aram tells Rabbi Achana, every 30 days this repeats itself. They're burnt again like meat in a pot. And they repeat the same nusach. Moshe v'teirasei emes v'heim badoim. A well-known gemara. Zok to gemara vayit. So we had the Adas Koirach, and now we have the Dora Midbar. The Dora Midbar ain lehem chelek la'olam haba. So we'll talk more about the Dora Midbar tomorrow. Let's just start the gemara. Dora Midbar ain lehem chelek la'olam haba. Tanu rabbanon. Dora Midbar ain lehem chelek la'olam haba. Shenema b'midbar hazeh yutamu v'sham yamusu. Yutamu b'olam hazeh v'sham yamusu b'olam haba. Va'omer asher nishbati ba'api im yuvayon el menuchasi. Who's this referring to? Arba'im shana akud b'dar. Va'omer amtoyu levavim v'hem layadu d'rachai. Asher nishbati ba'api im yuvayon el menuchasi. What does it mean im yuvayon el menuchasi? I swore that they're not going to come to menuchasi. They're not going to be able to enter el mabah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yezza says, ba'im him el mabah. They are going to enter el mabah. Shenemar is fully chasidah. Karsay brisi alei zavach is fully chasidah. That's referring to the Dara Midbar. Elamani mekayim asher nishbati ba'api ba'api nishbati. Punk fakert. Rabbi Yezza said, I swore. But it was ba'api, so I could be matineder. The pasuk is referring to future generations. Which pasuk? Isfuli chasidai, korse brisi alizavach. Isfuli chasidai el tzadikim shebechol dar v'dar. Hashem says, bring them to me. That's every generation has tzadikim. Every single generation. Yiftach b'dayrei, kishmul b'dayrei. Isfuli chasidai, korse brisi elu chanani mishol v'azayir shemasru atzim l'teich kivshon ha'esh alizavach. Elu Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirav shemasru atzim l'shchita al divrei Torah. Who's the Ftuye Hashem? The people that were redeemed by Hashem from Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Akiva said that the Dara Midbar won't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Eliezer said they are going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. So Rabbi Yochanan commented. He said, Shofka Rabbi Akiva l'chasiduse. Rabbi Akiva, for some reason, chose not to be the chassid that he always was. Rabbi Akiva's dafka, the one that decided to excommunicate lenetzach nitzachim the Dara Midbar, shenemar. And he said, why couldn't Rabbi Akiva darshan this pasuk? It says, halach v'karasa ba'aznei Yerushalayim. With the pasuk slaymar koyamar Hashem zocherti lochesen urayich ahavas kulesayich lechtech acharei b'midbar be'eretz leizarua. So he said that Hashem says that when I decide to bring the geula, you know I'm going to do it. It's going to be zocherti lochesen urayich lechtech acharei b'midbar be'eretz leizarua. So he said uma acherim ba'am b'schusam ma doch others are going to enter olam haba in the schusav the Dara Midbar hey matzman lekolshkein. So they themselves certainly should be zoicha to enter the world to come. Al kolponim, why couldn't Rabbi Akiva make that drasha? Why couldn't he make that drasha? Shafka Rabbi Akiva lechasiduse. So we're going to see a lot more about that tomorrow.